Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to this edition of Ask Coach Perry. Lindsay Perry with us once again, still in Chicago, Illinois, ahead of this weekend's WTS World Triathlon Series that's taking place there. But Lindsay, welcome back. And a question in from Brian Gibbon today. Brian's struggling with blisters, and he wants to know if it could be a function of being in the incorrect shoe size. I can give you a bit of background. Brian does a lot of trail running as well. Him and his wife Lisa have just completed their third Wild Coast Wild Run. So lots of trail there, lots of running in wet shoes as well. So that could also cause it. What do you reckon, Brian? Could it be that, I mean, it's difficult to say without seeing him, but could it be that his shoes are either too big or too small? Could that cause blisters, or could it also be just a function of what he's running on?
No, I think it's because Brian left us in Gauteng and he's living in Cape Town, so I think he's just getting a little bit of penance for being selfish. He is a pretty experienced runner, so it could be the change up from spending a lot of running on tar and now doing a lot of running off-road, so there is more movement in the shoe. And that's part of the reason why a lot of the really good off-road shoes do have a slightly more minimalist feel to them, and you tend to want them sitting a little snugger on your feet so that there is less movement, because that's really, at the end of the day, that's what's causing blisters. So the movement is causing it, and the particular shoes that you are running in may also have a stitch or a seam or a pressure point or something that, because of your particular biomechanics, then leads to blistering. So the first thing that I would check, because they are moving from, or they have made the move from, more on-road running to much more off-road running, and now that they live in Cape Town, that also means a lot of their training will move to that, is, are you in the right shoes for the terrain that you're running on? Are the shoes comfortable? In terms of the off-road market, there is a wide variety of shoes, so that perhaps also means trying, if you very happy in your on-road shoe brand, that doesn't mean that the same brand is going to work really well for you when you move to off-road. Then you alluded to it earlier too. Wet socks and wet shoes are going to be a big problem. Now, particularly in off-road racing, they often take you through water crossings. So I would carry dry socks with you so that after river crossings, after you've run a little bit and gotten the majority of the moisture out of the shoe, and the shoe's now more just damp, is to actually stop and get a fresh pair of socks onto the feet so that you don't get that blistering. And then obviously the other thing we've discussed many times with road sort of running is to potentially look at actually modifying and cutting the shoe at those pressure points to try and reduce the friction so that you can stop your feet from blistering.
There we go. Brian, short answer is you shouldn't have moved to Cape Town. Semigration is complete, and hopefully I don't suffer the same fate now that I'm living in Cape Town too. Thank you very much for that question. We look forward to hearing from you again. Don't forget, you can get your question in. Just head over to the website, askcoachperry.com. You can submit them there, and who knows, we could be answering them on the next edition of the podcast. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.